have. So a couple of years ago, I did a 2-year liturgical leadership program run by Aleph, which is called the Davening Leadership Training Institute, or DLTI. And at the end of DLTI, we were talking about Divrei Torah, and I made a promise in the presence of my teachers and friends that I would start writing a Dvar Torah every week and posting it to my blog, which I had not done in a while. I think probably not since I stopped writing for Radical Torah. And I wanted to pick the discipline up again. And so the first week I wrote maybe 500 words and posted it. And the week after that, what came to me wasn't prose, but was a poem. And so I posted what I thought of as a Dvar Torah in poem form. And to my surprise, people seemed to like it. I think at that point I'd been trying not to post much poetry to my blog because I had this notion that poetry was from this previous era of my life. That had been my background before rabbinic school, but that the blog was for talking about Judaism and that people who were interested in one wouldn't be interested in the other. But I started to break down that boundary when I started posting Torah poems every week. And that became a fabulous discipline for me. And for a couple of years, I wrote a poem each week that arose out of studying the weekly Parsha. And actually, I've collected the best of those poems in a manuscript that I'm calling 70 Faces, for which I'm currently seeking a home. So, if anyone listening to this is a poetry publisher who'd be interested in a very wonderful Jewish manuscript, let me know.
Well, hopefully we can only hope that that will happen.
One of these days, I'm sure.
Yeah, we hope that there's a publisher listening too.
Yeah. We'll use our extended network of publishing nepotism best
Excellent.
that we can.
Excellent. I'm all in favor.
So, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We'll be encouraging listeners to keep checking out the Velveteen Rabbi site, and maybe you can come on post smicha and let us know what's going on with you.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, have an easy and meaningful fast this weekend.
Thanks to you as well. Happy New Year.
Yep, same to
Thank
you.
you.
Listen, I got a passion for spitting, smashing the competition. Vocals, the logo for the back-to-back world champion. Pistons undebatable, flesh is biodegradable. People ego deflatable, see no evil and play the role. I'm Peter Gabriel with a sledgehammer. Blood standards, red-handed, set standards, dedicated, a deal of proof. Abel Miracle, Fanny Lou Hamer, Marlon Riggs, Nina and Fred Hampton. Yeah. There goes the neighborhood like Fred Sanford next door to Ned Flanders. These cats pop off at the mouth like over Redenbacher. My lyrics open up the portal, see your seven chakras, helicopter circle. And watch the exchange of Betty Crocker. So poppers and Benton drama, prevent it, remember not for smash. Various, various, various on the roadblocks. You don't get it, you do you. The struggle don't stop it, don't quit. Worldwide winning with styling globetrotters. Don't try to sit home if you stuck in time or broke watches.
Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all, breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's, deleting and stalking. Go below, but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keeping involved. These lyrics, heat seekers deplete, tweet us till the speakers dissolve. Each generation must find its mission, fulfill or betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers or players. I'm making millions of papers, our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent?
Yeah. Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span. Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound.
Yeah, you don't pay attention, man. That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
You don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island.
Welcome to Bash Back. This is DJ Flip.
And DJ Fraz.
Alright, we're going to get through a little bit of community announcements today. And can I just say it's nice to have you back, DJ Fraz?
Yay, it's nice to be back. Even though last week's show was awesome. And if you missed last week's show, you can check it out on the CFRC archives, which can be found at cfrc.ca.
So there's a bunch of events coming up in the next couple months, both as part of Radfrosh, put on by OPERG in collaboration with a few other groups, as well as Survival 101 series, which is headed by Queen's Coalition Against Racial and Ethnic Discrimination, QCRED. So some of those events are...
The first one is actually happening at 8:30 today, and it is the first Radfrosh event, and it is screening Under the Stars Outdoors Cinema in Kingston. And this is happening at the Grey House, 51 Bader Lane.
And they're screening the movie called Were the World Mine, and also a short musical before that called How Do I Say This? I'm Gay. So it's put on by both Reel Out and OPERG.
Mm-hmm. And this event is also co-sponsored with Equip and is part of Queer Orientation, I think. So yeah, be sure to check that out if you don't have anything to do tonight. I know I will be there.
Yeah, we'll both be there.
And we will both be there together. Yay! Radfrosh is a month-long series of events and workshops, which is being put on by OPERG Kingston. So basically, these events, workshops, panels are all designed to give incoming and returning Queen students an alternative introduction to the communities that can be found here at Queen's and in Kingston. And these events, there's like a wide range of events, all designed to introduce students to radical politics in the communities that we live in, and designed to introduce students to community organizing. So there's everything from a workshop on super prisons and the prison industrial complex in Canada and Kingston's role in that, to an event with a speaker on Indigenous resistance to Canadian colonialism, to a bike repair workshop, and a critical mass. And for the full schedule of events, you should check out opergkingston.org or check out the OPERG Kingston Facebook group.
And as part of Radfrosh as well, QCRED will be putting on a Survival 101 series for queer people of color and Indigenous folks. And the first event is an event called Myth Busting, and it's going to go through the history of Queens involving people of color, Indigenous people, which is quite a violent history. So make sure to check that out if you don't know a lot about Queen's history. It's hidden in the sort of talks of tradition and, you know,
painted over with the tricolor flag.
Yeah. Absolutely. So some more events coming up will be called Where Do I Go? So it'll run through sort of the safe spaces on campus, which includes the QCred office for people to kind of come hang out, rant, whatever you want to do homework. So we'll be screening a few things, a couple of movies, Boondocks,
shows. Some Margaret Cho,
yeah. It's just a good way to kind of meet some of the people that are involved in this work. And then there will be a defining community event, which will put students in touch with other students that have been doing this work, as well as faculty and staff on campus that have been doing anti-racist, anti-oppressive work for a long time. And the final event is called Breaking the Silence, which will bring alumni of color back to Queens to talk about their experiences of racism, which will be a very powerful event. So make sure to check out some of the specifics to that on the QCred website. That's QCred, QCRED.org.
Mm-hmm. And I think the first event for that is September 21st.
Yes.
Okay. So sort of make sure to check it out before then. Our next announcement is... I feel like I'm forgetting something. Okay. So this Saturday in Toronto, there has been a call-out put forth by a collective of concerned queers, trans folks, community members, and former prisoners. And this is coming in response to an OPP symposium that is being held at the 519 Community Center, which is right in the heart of the Village in Toronto. And that symposium is called Serving with Pride in Policing. So yeah, that's this Saturday at 12. There's been a call out for a demonstration, and we're going to talk about this a lot more on today's show. That's one of the things we're going to focus on.
One of the things that we forgot to mention earlier with QCred is a new prof list has come out, which will show profs who have race theory and anti-racist theory in their courses. The list was written by QCred former and past members who have taken classes with each of these professors. So make sure to check that out. That's on the website as well. If you're still picking courses or trying courses out, that's a good kind of guideline to see which courses are... I hesitate to use the word safer yeah. to take than others.
Yeah, there is a disclaimer on the list, which we encourage you to read if you check out the list. That can be found on QCred's website.
Yeah.
And we thank them for doing this important work. All those who sort of contributed and worked hard to make this list happen. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. So as EJ Fraz said, on today's show, we're going to be talking a bit about the No Pride in Policing event coming up. But before that, we're going to weigh in a little bit on Queer Orientation 2010 and what's needed in queer orientation, what could be better, that sort of stuff. But first, we're just going to play a couple tracks.
All right, stay tuned.
It's blatant and it's taken and it does about you, what you really saying. Got no rhyme or no reason, and it's here every season. They've been plotting, they've been scheming, like the Nazis, like our demons. Find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out, find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out. From riot cops to undercovers and cars taking your picture. Streets discovered, secrets leaked and covered. Where do you think you are? 1984, snatching Grand Miami model. For Quebec, Seattle, now Toronto. Black block, state, dope, clown, cops, fooled, who don't know it's a test. They wanna see who's awake, who's asleep, who is complicit. And none can beat ignorance, none can beat ignorance. Find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out, find your way out, find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out.
You see, we think we are free, but we're not where we're really supposed to be. Said we think we are free, but we're not where we're really supposed to be. Said illusion, confusion, distraction.
The side of the road. Find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out, find your way out, find your way out. It's a new world order. Find your way out, way out, find your way out. It's a new way. Mistreated, locked up for protesting, impeaching, misleading. Wondering how did we get here? Wondering how we gon' get home?
But remember, if only the powerful made change, I would still be a slave in this day and age. So never give up, they can never ever win. If we never stop fighting, we never stop fighting.
Never give up, no, never give up, no, never give up, no, never give up. We got too much to live for, too much to live for, too much to live for, too much to live. Out, find your way out. It's a new world. Find your way out, find your way out, find your way out.
Save them, save them, save them. from this life is motherhood. From this life. Go to church, boy. Fact that you're just a prisoner of your own perverted world. No picket fence, stop acting like a bitch. But that's all you see.
Ain't that fact,
no love,
babe?
Told me the favor, sweet Michael, perform for money to eat. Cause the man kicked the faggot out the house at 16. Before long, he was crying queen for all the world to see. His bloody body face down. All hail the queen. The wages of sin, a surely deaf child. Yes, that's what mama used to say. So there was no sympathy.
His mother would pray.
Yes, she would.
Save him from this life. His mother would pray.
Save him. Yes, she
would. Save him from this life.
Down on her knees.
Save him
from this life.
If all you do is party, listen to The Hustle every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. with DJ Bolt. Or listen to it at cfrc.ca
all day and night,
where you'll hear the best dance, electro, disco, funk, hip-hop, and remixes. That's The Hustle every single Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, yeah, all right.
If there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world. Not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, that's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Groundwire, national news, not for profit.
CJSF 90.1
Ottawa.
KDU in Halifax.
From Vancouver.
Reporting from Montreal.
From Winnipeg.
In Abbotsford.
CJSW has the story.
CHRY in Toronto.
CFRC Radio.
CJSF.
Get grassroots voices and community news from coast to coast to coast.
You can hear Groundwire bi-weekly on your local community radio station. Download the program at ncra.ca. Just click on the Groundwire link.
Groundwire is a project of the National Campus Community Radio Association.
Put your fist up and resist. Fuck the government, we will persist.
Put your fist up and resist. Fuck the government, we will persist. Let's rise up, indigenous nations. For generations, resist invasion. African, Asian, U.S. immigration has no regard for the dispossessed. Rest in peace, North America. To Palestine, it's a diaspora. Terrorist, criminal, the message is subliminal. Subjugate the people to the minimal. Maximum security, liquor stores, murder scenes, dreams deferred, smells like murder. 187 on the genocide walls, and we ain't gon' stop till all the walls fall. From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up. From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up.
Iraq is under siege as Palestine fights to be free. Stop the apartheid Israeli regime. Stop the United States killing machine. The bombing of Lebanon is a violation. Just like Israel, it's an ongoing invasion. The media uses propaganda to cover up how the politicians planned it. How is Israel getting attacked when they don't even get bombed back? How is Bush any better than Saddam when the U.S. kills people every day with arms? Living in a state of perpetual emergency, aware of the urgency, we join an insurgency. United States government will collapse when all the people stand up and fight back. All freedom fighters, we must resist. Even in war, we must persist.
From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up. From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up.
With the lyrical gas coming 5, 4, 3, 2 deep. Get our shit back. Rat-a-tat-tat, cause we under attack. This a call out for the brown, red, and black. Now is the time, kill imperialist crime. A war in Palestine, a war in the Nawak. A war in how we live, a war in how we talk. Occupiers like the Glock, pushing heat on our people. Organize, ain't gon' be no sequels. Blast them till they burn, it's the ride of return. I slam West Bank to the Gulf Coast. Blast them till they burn, it's the ride of return. I slime West Bank to the Gulf Coast. We taking back our land and we coming home.
From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up. From Haifa to Oakland, we know what's good. Occupied Palestine, occupied hoods. The pigs on the border are the pigs in the hood. Let's rise up, let's rise up.
Back, you're listening to Bash Back.
I'm just gonna run through a few of the tracks that you just heard. There was New World Order by Abstract Random and Ayla Leilani.
And after that, we heard from Michelle and Degocello with Leviticus Faggot.
And that last track was True Blue with Hiffy Intifada featuring Galen and 3PC.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk a little bit about queer orientation at Queens. And queer orientation, this is 2010 marks the, I think, 14th year that queer orientation has been around. It's been run by Quip for several years now, but was not originally started by Quip, I don't think. It was started by a different queer group on campus that no longer exists.
And traditionally, queer orientation has provided a space for queer students. I believe it's under the AMS. It's still done. Because Equip's under AMS. And it has been sort of an alternative to, or I guess an addition to the Frosh Week, originally done by AMS. and, you know, geared towards queer students, to sort of find the places on campus and the people on campus that maybe students have been searching for, often searching for in their own towns.
And just as a way to actually truly welcome a queer frosh to the university and introduce them to queer community, queer communities that exist at Queens. And it's been historically like a really important alternative to the traditional orientation at Queens, which, as most people are probably familiar, a lot of the goals of orientation are to sort of erase identities as a way to try and get people to bond together, or whatever the rationale is. The goal is to erase identities and replace it with a Queens one, which, as if you're familiar with Bashback, and also The Massive, this is talked about a lot, Queens identity is often a euphemism for whiteness and culture of whiteness.
You know, from sort of, you know, being in a place where our identity, you know, in being in high school, where maybe identity, or like I guess our queer identity, has been suppressed, it's a huge shock to be able to be, you know, away from family that may not be supportive, or you may not be out. So I mean, it's a really big deal to have that sort of queer community introduction for students.
But also, queer orientation has and still does play a really important role, and is really a really important alternative to Frosh Week, and remains that to this day.
Absolutely. And I think that here in Bashback, we're starting to be a bit more concerned as to the leading of where queer orientation is leading. And we've seen, and we've talked about in the show before, sort of the depoliticization of pride and, you know, and queer identity. And when we see it so often, this whole talk of sameness and that sort of thing, and what we're seeing right now with the queer orientation schedule is very much a lack of diversity in the way our communities actually are and exist, you know, within Kingston.
And this is definitely something that's like endemic to organizing at Queens. Historically has tended to exclude and marginalize complex identities, and like racialized folks, like low-income folks, folks of different abilities, sort of are all marginalized by different organizing at Queens, and queer orientation is no exception. And the schedule this year is really indicative of all of these things. There are, I don't think, any events tailored towards folks with intersectional identities, and also there are no politicized events. I mean, queer orientation itself is definitely a political thing that to exist, that's making a really strong stance, but there's many issues with mainstream queer politics, with how whitewashed it is, how it plays to wealthy queers, to abled queers, to mostly cisgendered men, queer men.
Particularly, if you look at the schedule itself, very much geared towards, and I mean, there's a part of me that does understand the need for sort of that social, you know, like event side in terms of dance parties and games nights. Like meeting people is a really big is a really important thing, but you can also do that, you know, in meet other queers that are doing, you know, political work on campus, particularly, you know, I feel like queer orientation and those that plan queer orientation really need to understand that they need to start taking a lead in organizing to showcase intersectional identities, as opposed to going to other groups to do that for them as part of as part of queer orientation. I think that we need to start seeing that from the leaders of queer activity on campus.
Rather than just a tokenization of different groups to sort of create the facade of representation or inclusivity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of faith. I have a lot of faith in queer orientation and what it can be, and I think that it's important to realize that, you know, just because representation in media in terms of particular queer bodies is increasing, it doesn't mean that the political struggle really is over, and we continuously see that in mainstream queer, like, movement or events. So it's not surprising that queer orientation has led this way, but we also are in a smaller region, a smaller space where we can enact more, like a bigger change and push for more politicized events.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that I feel is really possible to be working towards and to have happen here in Kingston, because we're seeing it. I mean, there's been there are a lot of really radical queer groups out there, a lot of rad queer folks and trans folks who are doing some amazing organizing across Canada and the US, and I'm not talking about Prop 8. I'm not talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
You had to go there.
I'm talking things like Blockorama, Blackness Yes, like these groups have been around for a long time and have been doing amazing things, like Perversité in Montreal, Fierce and Fabulous in Guelph, Queer Faction in Ottawa, like Blackout in Oakland, like all of these things are.
And I think it's also important to make sure that a lot of these events have something to do with us in Kingston, you know. And then the thing that's like really what I really hate about Orientation Week in general is that there's no show of a community outside of Queens, and there is one, you know, like Kingston. We are in Kingston, and I think it's important to showcase that part of the that part of where we live to new students, who some of them remain in a Queens bubble their whole life, and I mean like their whole time here, and I think that it's time to kind of break that.
So definitely we here at Bashback are really interested in having these conversations and in turning them into action. So hopefully we can look forward to some of this in the future. Right now I think we're going to go to a couple of tracks and then come back to talk about pinkwashing and...
Yeah. Speaking of, queer organizers in Kingston, radical queer organizers in Kingston.
Yes. Stay tuned.
We begin with a tragic story. A 15-year-old boy, described by his classmates as openly gay, was shot in the head during his English class by a fellow student. Lawrence King later died. It happened in the town of Oxnard, just north of Los Angeles. Reporter Juan Hernandez of CBS station KCBS has the story.
Sometimes I want to shout as loud as I can. When I speak softly, you just don't seem to understand. What's going on is something serious. It requires your immediate attention. They killed another brother. Could have been your future lover. Watch out, they'll be back soon for another. Just in case you weren't aware, they are killing brothers everywhere. That look like you, that think like you, that love like you. Hey, hey. They broke his bones, they beat his ass. They weren't gay, but they raped him anyway. How much longer are you gonna sit and bite your tongue? Are you gonna wait till we're gone? You'll be the only one. What's going on is something serious. It requires your immediate attention. They killed another brother. Could have been a future lover. Watch out, they'll be back soon for another. Just in case you weren't through it. Our brothers dying everywhere. Who look like you, who think like you, who love like you do. What's going on is something serious. It requires your immediate attention. They killed another brother. Could have been your future lover. But watch out, they'll be back soon for another. And just in case you weren't aware, they are killing brothers everywhere. Who look like you, who think like you, who love like you do.
Just in case,
just in case you wanna act like you don't know.
Just in case.
Oh yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case you wanna act like you don't see.
Just in case.
Oh, 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 oh.
Just in case.
Just like it can happen to you, it can happen to me, yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case it does. Just in case it does.
Just in case.
I want you to know what's going on.
Just in case.
Hey.
This is for all of my uppers, for all my counterparts. You know you can count on your brother. We all homosex, yeah, we all up in this struggle together. Proposition, you know there ain't no Christians, that's the devil. That's the devil. They bash Matthew Shepard, they gun that Harvey Milk. I got a couple of four letters, words you might have heard before, but I think that'll cut my efforts. You know they looking for excuse to mute me, saying no, no, don't play my record.
Don't play my record.
You will not treat me like you better no more.
No, no, no.
You will not treat me like a leper no more.
Never no more.
Y'all are mother effers, but it's all good. I guess I'll put you in a figure four. I'll just wrestle you for
all of my
fights. For all they take away, they can't, they can't know who we are. We are, we are, we are.
See that?
They say what they gon' say because they hate, but they can't say we ain't, we ain't, we ain't.
Fight back.
For all they take away, they can't, they can't know who we are. We are, we are.
Everybody
we hate each other, that's just how it is.
How it
that's
is.
Just not an issue that my songs could ever fix. Even in our midst, there is a rift between black and white, gay or gay versus women with dicks. But I don't really need you to like me, y'all don't exist to me. I don't really need you, but I don't wanna get beaten either. I mean, do I have to get shot when I'm rolling with my sweetie or we walking up the block? You ain't gotta call it marriage, call it what you want. Just give me all them laws and benefits.
Do it at once.
Dog, this is not a Christian nation. Really though, the Constitution had a couple of atheists writing some of those laws and rules in.
For all they take away, they can't let them know who we are. We are, we are, we are. They say what they gon' say because they hate what they can't say. We are, we are, we are. For all they take away, they can't.
Fight will go all day, maybe all night, maybe all life. Maybe they will slay,
maybe they will slay.
That is okay, baby. I feel that one day we may get to acting right, maybe. Maybe be behaving,
be behaving.
As long as I'm around, you'll never hear that they win. Never heard I gave up. Never heard I gave in.
And if you hit me, that's alright. I'm still alive. That's the story of my life. I know you're wishing I would die, but no, it's alright.
We're back. That last track you just heard was by Last Offense called Who We Are.
And before that was Anya Elite with Just In Case. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about the rally happening in Toronto this weekend on Saturday and basically why it's happening. So we said before that there's an OPP symposium called Serving with Pride in Policing, basically designed to attract more queers to choose policing as a queer and or as a career and to put on uniforms.
And so there's a collective in Toronto of concerned queers, trans folks, community members, former prisoners who have sort of given a call out for people to come down to have a demonstration outside of the 519 Community Center, which is, you know, has a lot of significance in Toronto's queer history, and it's quite a shame to see the 519 supporting this symposium, particularly after the strong show of queers post G20, the 519 also hosted an event.
The Toronto Police Chief.
Yeah, with the Toronto Police Chief, and there was a large show outside that protested his presence at the 519, considering the sort of violence against queer bodies. And all bodies that were a part of, you know, a part of G20 protesting, but particularly queer bodies. Mm. So,
and the explicit targeting of queer bodies, especially in the detention center.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and this call out sort of makes special note of the G20 arrests, but also is, you know, a call out because of the violence that queer communities experience from policing every day, and the violence that so many other communities experience. Communities of color, low-income communities, indigenous communities, so many, which are just turned into war zones and are occupied daily by police.
And it's, you know, it's shows within the prison industrial complex itself, the types of bodies that are in there really signifies what kind of communities are targeted. And I think one of the most infuriating sort of talk that's been going around is the whole notion of, wouldn't having more queer bodies in policing reduce, you know, the homophobia, transphobia, the queerphobia against people in the community? And I never know where to start with that, you know. And I think that people really do need to realize that having more bodies in a structure like the injustice system doesn't change the very nature of what that system discriminates against constantly and is violent, you know, towards constantly. So putting more queer people in policing really just indoctrinates more queer people into targeting very specific types of bodies, and that's all it does, you know. That is what it does. So no, putting queer bodies in policing does not mean that, you know, queerphobia ends and transphobia ends.
And we here at Bashback really are in support of this call out, and are really supportive of the statements sort of made on the Facebook page for this, because like we here definitely see policing and police violence as part of a continuum of state violence that is waged against not just queer bodies, but the bodies of people of color, the bodies of immigrants, of migrants, of refugees, the bodies of youth, the bodies, especially queer trans youth of color, the low-income bodies, like just... I mean, see this as part of that same continuum of violence that, you know, sent CBSA, Canadian Border Services Agency officials into women's shelters in Toronto. You know, the same violence that is incarcerating 500 Tamil refugees in BC.
The same ones that round up sex workers, you know, criminalizes sex work. And it's just, we need to find a way to come as a community to realize that this is not, it's not okay. It's not, you know, that the OPP are not welcome in our community spaces. That they have been nothing but violent, you know, towards queer bodies. So.
The OPP, especially the OPP's history in Ontario, especially of repression of Indigenous communities, like across this province of Ontario. I mean, it's an incredibly violent colonial history. People who, you know, you talk to about Canada being an apartheid state. I mean, I always tell people, look at the OPP. Look what the OPP does in Ontario and tell me that it's not, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But on that note, we should let you know that this is going to be a low-risk, family-friendly rally. Like, I think that the organizers and the folks that have taken a part in putting this on realize, you know, that people are on bail conditions still from the G20 and from various other sort of criminalization of, you know, their bodies, really. So this is a low risk event for those of you who are, you know, and understandably on many levels, afraid of coming in contact with police officers. We at Bashback are taking part in helping people get down there. So for those of you who are thinking of heading down and have a car, or for those of you who don't have a vehicle and may not know whether, you know, want to go but may not know whether or not it's feasible for you to be able to in terms of cost and all that kind of stuff, send us an email at bashbackkingston@gmail.com, and we'll hopefully be able to put some stuff together for some people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's about all that we have time for today. So we're going to leave you with one last track by Dallas Malice, and this is Glitter Bomb. Thank you for listening.
Have a good evening.
I dedicate this to a bunch of folks. We'll start off with Bitch. We'll start off with Mishfest. And we'll end it with Every Fucking Cop. Did you hear the one about the gay bar down in Atlanta? Well, the cops busted in, told them to get down on the floor. And when they asked what they were being arrested for, well, the cops stood there and laughed. What happened to Stonewall? Did you hear the one about the trans girl who got threatened with a fucking chain? She was just standing there, and it seems like no one cared. Well, fuck y'all. Did you hear the one about Sean Penn and how he used to be Madonna? Well, that was way before he became Harvey Milk and did such a great job of portraying us. Yeah, I'm so glad he made money off our history. But I'm so glad he didn't make money off me. Did you hear the one? I'm so excited about this one. Did you hear the one about HRC? Oh, the human rights campaign. Well, whose rights are you campaigning for? Well, I guess I'm not human anymore. Rich, white. Rich, gay, and white. Well, I guess that's what's meant by human rights. I'm so fucking sick of hearing the one about Prop fucking 8. I don't need to marry the state. No, baby, I'm gonna love you anyways. I don't need